Public-private sector cooperation is critical to revitalizing SA's failing transport infrastructure. Vuyo Ntoyi, MD of African Infrastructure Investment Managers. South Africa's aging transport infrastructure is at a breaking point, threatening to drag the economy further into decline and exacerbating the socio-economic challenges facing millions of its citizens. From collapsing rail networks to deteriorating roads, the country's transportation system is becoming a major obstacle to economic progress. As a direct result, job creation, productivity, and access to essential services are faltering, with far-reaching consequences for businesses, workers, and families across the country. For an economy that relies heavily on mining, manufacturing, and agriculture, the failure to maintain a reliable transport system has left exporters struggling to get goods to market. Rail inefficiencies and road congestion are adding billions in unnecessary costs, eroding South Africa's global competitiveness at a time when every cent counts. The mining sector, in particular, has suffered and has not been fully able to capitalize on recent surges in commodity prices due to the logistical bottlenecks created by aging and mismanaged infrastructure. The impact of infrastructure collapse is not limited to industry. It's being felt on the ground by everyday South Africans. The failing passenger rail system, once a critical mode of transport for millions of workers, has led to increased reliance on road transport. This shift has caused severe congestion on major routes, pushed up family transport costs, and extended commute times. A missed opportunity for growth. South Africa's inability to modernize its transport infrastructure also means it has missed out on critical growth opportunities, most notably the early 2000s commodity boom and the more recent post-pandemic recovery. While other resource-rich countries, such as Australia and Brazil, used the commodity windfall to supercharge economic development through efficient transport networks, South Africa's neglected infrastructure undermined its ability to do the same. The country is now struggling to make up lost ground, with logistics disruptions stalling efforts to recover from the economic shocks of COVID-19. It is widely accepted that corruption and governance failures are at the heart of the infrastructure crisis. Years of mismanagement, along with billions lost to corruption, have crippled key state-owned enterprises like Transnet and PRASA, turning what should have been national assets into liabilities. The failure of these entities to maintain and expand critical infrastructure has been devastating for sectors that rely on seamless logistics, particularly mining and manufacturing. The delay in implementing some of government's promised reforms has deepened public distrust and deterred private investment, exacerbating infrastructure decline. Without clear and decisive action to address governance issues and the guidelines for their partnership with government, private sector stakeholders remain hesitant to fully engage in the kind of long-term partnerships needed to rehabilitate the sector. Immediate solutions, public-private partnerships and innovation. Despite these grim realities, solutions are within reach. Public-private partnerships, PPPs, offer a viable way forward, as demonstrated by the success of the Gautrain project. While not without criticism, Gautrain has proven that collaboration between the state and the private sector can deliver critical infrastructure projects that meet modern demands. Furthermore, the project highlights the benefits of running credible procurement processes that bring global leading businesses into the local sector in partnership with credible local partners. Expanding this model, particularly in the freight and commuter rail systems, could alleviate pressure on the country's overburdened roads, reduce congestion, and drive down the cost of goods and services. Learning from international best practices is equally important. Brazil's success in revitalizing its rail system through PPPs, India's metro modernization, and Singapore's multimodal transport networks offer blueprints that could be adapted to South Africa's context. These countries have demonstrated how strategic investment and robust public governance can unlock long-term infrastructure growth and economic development. South Africa's infrastructure crisis requires bold, innovative solutions, and some private sector players are stepping up to the challenge. With a focus on leveraging domestic savings, Ongoing efforts are being made to invest in critical infrastructure projects that not only address current challenges but also ensure long-term returns for local investors. By aligning with government initiatives like Operation Vullandigula, which seeks to fast-track reforms and prioritize transport infrastructure, these private investments have the potential to unlock economic growth and create much-needed jobs. However, the real challenge lies in ensuring best practices and public accountability lay the foundation for the country's path toward a sustainable and modern transport system. In this modern transport system, South Africa must embrace smart technologies that can transform how people and goods move across the country. Digital platforms for real-time traffic management, predictive maintenance, and seamless ticketing systems have the potential to revolutionize transportation by enhancing operational efficiency and user experience. By leveraging data analytics and artificial intelligence, transport networks can better anticipate and respond to demand fluctuations, reducing congestion and improving reliability. Additionally, environmental sustainability should be at the heart of this transformation, incorporating green technologies, such as electric buses and renewable energy-powered rail systems. A call for urgent action. South Africa's transport infrastructure crisis is no longer a problem for tomorrow. It demands urgent action today. Bold leadership, sound governance, and private sector partnerships will be required to turn South Africa into a construction site. If successful, this could be the catalyst South Africa needs to reignite growth, improve the quality of life for millions. Ends. Author: Adfuyo Ntoyi. African Infrastructure Investment Managers plus Posts Pension Funds hold the key to unlocking SA's trillion rand infrastructure investment opportunity. Share on your socials.